Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, breaking news. After a week of increasingly militarized raids throughout the city of Chicago, the Texas National Guard has officially just arrived and touched down in the city. Now, I am currently living, working, and recording in the city of Chicago, so I can provide a little bit of a unique framework, but the facts are the facts no matter which city you're in or no matter where you live. And the facts are that precision beats spectacle 10 out of 10 times. What I mean by that is, if you want to fight crime or enact deportations, you can do it in precise ways with due process. That is not what we're seeing. We are seeing a spectacle where Donald Trump plucks National Guard members out of Texas, and he chose Texas for spectacle reasons. He's trying to sew up the Civil War type tension. Oh, the Texas National Guard is going into a blue state. It is stuff straight out of a movie. And what they're coming here to do is not to precisely fight crime, but to enact militarized raids with disproportionate force. We have helicopters flying over Chicago. We have tear gas being sprayed. We have chemical agents being weaponized against people and kids being zip-tied half naked outside. I'm not making up any of this, and I want to go throughout this video and prove it. So first of all, just to lay the groundwork and back up, the Texas National Guard arrived in the Chicago area just today. We see right here the Texas National Guard has arrived despite the repeated objections of Illinois officials, including Governor J.B. Pritzker, who have rejected President Donald Trump's pledge to deploy the military domestically in response to increasingly heated immigration crackdown protests here and in other Democratic-run cities. Tribune journalists saw several military members dressed in camouflage and carrying long guns on federal property in Elwood, a far southwest suburb that is home to a U.S. Army Reserve training center. It's just total disproportionate force, and it's not needed. There are ways to, number one, fight crime in Chicago, reduce crime in Chicago, and number two, deport people, or at least detain people with due process, without mobilizing the National Guard. I just want to point out, crime is going down in Chicago. This summer, it was the lowest since the summer of 1965. That doesn't mean crime doesn't exist. Of course, it exists. But you can't just replace the blue with actual soldiers. I think we should back the blue. I think we should train cops and give them the resources necessary to fight crime in a fair and proportionate way, in a well-trained way with psychological exams, and they can actually integrate themselves into the community and make sure that they are well-liked. There are ways to back the blue, actually back the blue, not militarize the blue or replace the blue. And when it comes to like the efficacy of mobilizing the military to fight crime, there are other ways you can fight crime in Chicago or the state of Illinois. Like, a really interesting statistic is that some of the largest crime comes from guns imported from other states. Illinois has rather strict gun laws, so guns are imported from neighboring states, like Indiana, where I grew up and I was born. 1/5 of the guns coming into Illinois come from Indiana. So what you can do are use federal agents, not federal troops, but like the actual suit and tie agents that will do the investigations and the work to try to crack down. In fact, this has been done multiple times in the past. In 2020, there was an operation to actually cut off the stem of the problem, which is the gun suppliers across the states. That is so much better. It's like, that is actually fixing the disease rather than putting a Band-Aid on somebody whose limb was just cut off. Like, it's so much different. It's so much better. But to continue, 37 people arrested and American kids separated from parents after ICE raid at Chicago apartments. This happened multiple days ago, but it reads, adults and children alike were pulled apart from their Chicago apartments, crying and screaming during a large overnight raid that has left tenants and neighbors shaken. This is disgusting. They're just terrorizing blue cities. Quote, I've been on military bases for a good portion of my life, said Daryl Ballard, who lives in the building next door. And the activity I saw, it was an invasion. Ballard recalled seeing residents detained outside the building for hours after seeing a Black Hawk helicopter flying over the five-story building in the city's South Shore neighborhood and military-sized vehicles and agents filling the parking lot early Thursday morning. Remember, Trump is the one who himself posted, "I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War." And it's an AI image of Chicago literally burning, smoke coming out of Chicago, and there are Black Hawk helicopters flying over Chicago. He literally admitted he was going to invade the city. How is this okay? This would be an impeachable offense. I've been using this in debates. Like, I use this on CNN. I use this in multiple other debates. And it seems like nobody really thinks it's as crazy as I do. I know everyone understands how crazy it is, but why is the public at mass, at large, not talking about how the president is posting this type of stuff? We have this meme account, this meme Representative Kimball, not a real representative. He posted, "The Texas National Guard in Chicago. I think the two on the right have been in Chicago before. That looks like Corporal Bill Swirsky." And it's from that one SNL skit. The SNL skit with Chris Farley, Bill Swirsky's super fans. This is a real photo of them. And over here on the right, this is the skit. Look at, these are real. It's like SNL is a little bit too predictive sometimes. But to continue, military-style ICE raid on Chicago apartment building shows escalation in Trump's crackdown. Let me play a segment from Chris Hayes. He broke it down in a quite compelling way.
In the middle of the night, hundreds of armed federal agents and police, backed up by riot trucks, smoke grenades, and helicopters, breached fences and busted doors in an immigration raid on an entire apartment building on the city's south side. They pulled dozens of residents from their homes in zip ties, including children, some of them without any clothes. They then held some outside for hours and dragged the others into rented vans.
It was scary because I've never had a gun put in my face.
Neighbors like Ebony Watson says they ducked for cover as they heard several flashbangs go off.
They was terrified. The kids was crying. People were screaming. They looked very distraught. I was out there crying when I seen the little girl come around the corner because they was bringing the kids out too. Had them zip tied to each other. One of them literally laughed. He was standing right here. He said, "F them kids."
They zip tied the kids together. ICE put out a statement saying they were pursuing Trendarawagwa gang members. But U.S. citizens living in the building say they were detained too. The cops told them that if they had any unrelated warrants, they wouldn't be going back home. 37 people were ultimately arrested after agents separated children from their parents on the street. And if you're looking at this and asking yourself, how is this legal? That is the right question to ask. And it has kind of an answer. And to understand it, you have to go back to Los Angeles this summer, where federal immigration agents started pushing the envelope on orders from the White House. They raided Home Depot parking lots and Walmart lots, and they grabbed people they saw. Near one Home Depot, masked agents with batons grabbed Narciso Barranco, who has lived in the U.S. for more than 30 years.
Let me just say really quickly, Donald Trump had agents come to Chicago, zip tie kids together, and this was only a month or two after posting a meme about Chicago being under war. We have military vets saying Chicago is being invaded, and we have headlines about kids being legitimately zip tied together while dozens of officers are now affected by tear gas deployed by federal agents. The officers in Chicago who are supposed to be fighting crime, who are actually supposed to be doing the work, are now incapacitated due to the spectacle created by Donald Trump. And that's all that it is. It's a spectacle. There are ways to fix crime, not entirely fix crime, but to reduce crime at least. This is through social programs. A lot of Chicago violence, again, rides on trafficked guns and straw purchases across state lines. That is federal work, but it's federal prosecutors, federal investigators, not federal infantrymen coming over to Chicago from Texas. It is insane, and I'll continue to cover this on a daily basis. If you appreciate the work we do, drop a like, subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.